Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, you guys? We are back. It is 2025.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We are so excited to be back. We hope you guys had a great Christmas and a great New Year's. We had an amazing break.
Yes. And we're so much fun.
Yes. And we thought today that we would kind of look forward into what we've got going on this year, but also take a minute and look back at what an amazing year we had, 2024. Yes. It was such a great year, but I wanted to start off with a little bit of like rapid fire, some fun questions.
Yes.
To see what your favorite things of the year were. So okay. Let's start off with, what is your favorite song of the year?
Okay. Last year? Well, it didn't come out last year, but a song that I really loved was Banks by Need to Breathe, because
that's a good song.
Need to Breathe was probably my favorite artist last year. I listened to them a lot in the earlier months of the year, but I also like listened to him throughout the entire year, and that was just a song that I could like karaoke to at any point. I could sing it. I just loved it. What was
that
yours?
One was good. Mine was, it came out closer towards the end of the year, so it actually wasn't on my like top music, but it was Never Get Used to This by Forrest Frank.
Such a good song.
I've used it so many times with like all kinds of videos and stuff, but it's such a good song. I loved it. So what about favorite worship song of the year?
Okay, I'm going to have to say Don't Stop Praying by Matthew S.
Yes, that
was good.
That's
been a good anthem song for me this year, because prayer is so powerful, and I love Matthew S. I love all of his music.
Yes, that one was good. I really liked Trusting God by Elevation Worship, and I learned that one on guitar.
You led that one for worship a lot.
Yeah, it was one of the first few that I had learned on guitar, and it was so fun to lead and fun to learn. But I love the bridge of that song. So that one was really good. Okay. What was your favorite Wednesday night message this year?
Okay. Mine had to have been, so we were going through like a character series with different, looking into different specific characters in the Bible that maybe like some of them are more like known, I would say, like, you know, classic stories, like, oh, everybody's heard that basically. And then there were also some that it's like, okay, you don't really know. If you haven't gone through like an entire intensive study through the Bible, sometimes you might look over this character. Mm-hmm. So one of them that really stuck out to me was a character named Bezalel in the Bible. And Bezalel actually never spoke a word in the Bible. There's not a single word written down that he said. And something really cool about that was that he built the Ark of the Covenant of God, because he had the wisdom and he knew everything about that and like all the architecture and how to make it. So the really cool thing about him, it's that even though he never said a word in the Bible that we know of, it's like God gave a specific calling to Bezalel, and the speaker kind of connected like, okay, well, he gave him a specific calling. God gives a specific purpose on everyone's lives. So that one was just, it really stuck out to me. And I was like, it kind of put some things into perspective, just, and I also thought it was cool that it's like, he never said anything written down in the Bible. Like, what?
Yeah, I love that. I actually could not pick, because there were so many good ones, but I think one of my favorites had to be when our dad came and spoke at FCA, and he also spoke at DNOW. He spoke this same message, I think, a couple of times. But it was this spot in Isaiah 6 where it talks about the threshold shook, the doorpost and the threshold shook at the voice of the angels of God. And it was so cool because he kind of lined up like the numbers of it, of like at this decibel, this is what breaks, or this is what, like, there are different things about your body that like stop at certain decibel levels. And it literally, a human body cannot survive the level of the decibel that the angels were singing at. So the threshold shook at a level that we can't even understand. And that was really interesting to think like, wow, the actual presence of the angels worshiping God, we can't even physically imagine what that would be or physically feel what that is. So that really put a perspective, I guess, on it, that the worship was so, so powerful. So I loved getting to hear that one.
Okay, let me ask a question now. What was your favorite new thing that you tried this year?
Definitely guitar, because like I said, I've loved worship this year, and I've gotten the chance to lead in a lot of different ways at FCA, at our church on Wednesday nights, and it's been really cool to learn how to lead with an instrument, because up until this year, I had only been able to like do vocals on a praise team. So it was really cool this year to learn guitar and be able to lead songs wherever I go. So that was, I definitely loved learning guitar. What about you?
Okay, mine was definitely starting high school. That was such a great experience for me. Mm-hmm. And my first semester of high school was great. I loved it. And obviously there were a bunch of hard classes that I took, but it kind of changed like because I got more mature. Mm-hmm. And I was already mature. I mean, I'm not super immature, but it was a really cool experience to go through. And starting high school, it's like, okay, this is my, almost like everything has been leading up to this moment.
Right.
High school is one of the most important, it's obviously the most important time of your life when you're a teenager. So it's just, I don't know, it's been good experiencing deeper relationships and finding people in classes, seeing people who have the same interests as you, different electives that you're taking, just different things like that. It's been really fun.
Yeah. What was your favorite trip of the year that we took?
If it's the most eventful trip, it had to be DC because
I forgot that was this year.
You can learn more about that in episode 4, but my favorite trip probably had to be the beach trip that we took.
That's
in
what I was going to say.
Late October, early November. I think it was the best beach trip that we've taken yet because you were driving and you hadn't taken a trip that you were driving and like, we got more freedoms and
me and you
got
to go. It
was really a good experience because our cousins are also older, so it's a lot of fun to hang out with them.
Well, and it's more fun now because like me and you could drive off and do something like fun at the beach on our own. But that was fun. And I feel like the last few months of 2024, we got to spend a lot of time with friends and family. So that mm-hmm. was really good.
Yes. What was your favorite book that you read?
It had to be, for anyone who's been watching like every episode, first of all, thank you. but we definitely, Sydney McLaughlin's book, Far Beyond Gold. I loved that book so much.
So good.
And honestly, because our dad read it first and he was like, you've got to read this book. I was like, okay. But once I actually read it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. There was so much, no matter if you're a track person or not, or if you're an athlete or not, whatever it is, you will love this book. Trust me. There's something that you can get out of it. So that was my favorite. What about you?
Mine had to have been, I read the entire Christy Miller series and I loved Sydney's book. I love a bunch of books that I've read this year, but that one specifically, like the later books, but also the first one, it was just the entire experience of that book and putting yourself into the situation because I could relate to it so much.
Yeah.
And then it's this girl, you know, she's finding her faith and everything and just the journey with that. And she's got insecurities, but she finds out ways to lean on God in different situations. And I think it was like a fun, fictional, like just fun book, you know, to experience. But it was also, it had a deeper meaning as well.
I think you talked about that one a little bit on your Unfiltered episode.
Yes.
But okay. So now that we've been doing the podcast for a while too, if you could have a dream guest on the podcast, like anyone in the world, dream guest, who would it be?
I would have Emily West on the podcast. She's Matthew West's wife, if you don't know her, but she is
so
definitely
sweet.
Her own person. That's not what she's tied down to mm-hmm. because obviously he's like I said, my favorite worship song was by Matthew West this year.
Yeah.
And he is an amazing songwriter, but also she's so cute. And like, there's so much to learn from her because she has a lot of wisdom. She's got 2 daughters. So I would definitely want to have her on there.
That's a good one. This is such a stereotypical answer because I just said her book, but definitely Sydney McLaughlin. I would
almost
love
like,
to have her on
yes.
the podcast, or Forrest Frank because I love him too. So both of them, either one of them could be definitely my dream guest. What do you think that you have learned through the podcast so far? Whether it's like on our own time or what have you learned from like one specific person maybe, but what do you think you've learned overall?
I think a lot of it is just from the entire like process and concept of our podcast. It's called Don't You Worry. And so I think like I've been struggling with worry obviously my entire life, and I really kind of started getting not completely over it, but I started conquering more of my worry mm-hmm. recently before we kind of started this podcast. And then I started hearing different people's perspectives that we interviewed and a lot of people pouring into my life. And when we first started, it was almost like I was just, you know, sharing my story, and I got to kind of show myself like, hey, these are reasons why I shouldn't worry. And it was, at first I was like, yeah, I'm saying this, I'm whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I was still worrying. And then like halfway through the process, I was like, can I not just listen to my own advice? Like listen to my own podcast.
Yeah.
Just so that then I can understand like why I don't have to worry. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's just been a really good like release thing for me this year.
I think I've learned everyone has influence. So now we have a little bit more influence than we had before, but everyone influences whoever you're around every day. And through this podcast, I think it's also shown me that you can speak whatever you want to speak into the people around you. So through that, we've learned that we need to speak truth and life over people. So it's really been a fun experience getting to do that and getting to share our stories. And like you said, sometimes it's like, listen to your own advice. You got to go back, or the person that I'm talking to, like if it's not just us, I never know what some people are going to say. So when we bring somebody on here, like I want to actually listen to them and listen to what do you have to say? What can I learn from you? Because you can learn from literally every person you meet. Now, sometimes you may learn what not to do or what to do from someone's life, but you can learn from everybody. So I've also definitely learned that you need to just sit and listen to people sometimes.
Yeah. And okay, we've had about 21 episodes of this podcast. So
we've had 22, right?
I think so.
Because of the Christmas episode?
Yeah. So we've had a lot of episodes so far, over 20.
Yeah.
And do you want to go through like a little bit of breakdown of
what
of,
we've
like,
done?
What we've done throughout this year in 2024.
Yeah. So the first few episodes were really fun because it got to be just you and me telling our story and where we came from. So episode one, we talked about how both of us had dealt with a lot of anxiety over the last few years. And we both like released that over the last couple of years. So we got to share our story through that. And in episode two, we got to talk about grief and our experience with losing our grandfather, which is a huge, huge part of both of our lives. And that was really cool to share with people because everyone experiences grief differently if you have lost somebody. So it was, I think, cool to share our perspective on how we did that.
Yeah, episode three was a lot about like my story, what I went through and how mm-hmm. I got through it. And episode four, like I said earlier, it was my crazy experience in DC.
Yes.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah, the one in DC was hilarious. And then after we did those first few, then we did one with our dad, which was really fun. And when we got to talk to him, it's kind of cool because we talk to him every day. So he has all kinds of messages that he pours into us all the time. But we got to ask him specifically, why did he always tell us, don't you worry? And that's where the name came from, obviously. We got to hear his perspective on why worry isn't worth it, honestly. And he talked a lot about like naming our purpose, because we both have purposes and our names mean something. So that was a really interesting conversation to hear like his perspective of that. Even though we knew some of that already, you can still, like I said, you can still learn from that.
And then it was your episode, Briley Unfiltered.
Yes, Briley Unfiltered was so fun because I had no clue, like none at all, what he was going to ask me. So Dad actually came on the podcast and interviewed me, which was fun. So I got to share whatever I shared. And I talked a lot about like what I love to do.
Yeah. Episode seven, we interviewed, Morgan.
Yes.
And we got to learn a lot about how, like through Hope Through Him, how she went to Honduras with them. And it encouraged me to want to go on a mission trip to Honduras as well.
Same. That one encouraged me too. And then we got to talk to Georgia. You actually weren't there for that one, but yeah. I got to talk to Georgia and heard a lot about how she has the Lord as like, she puts God first, you can tell. So it was cool to interview her about her story and how she works and everything like that and how God connects it all. So that was a good conversation too.
Yeah, episode nine, it was called Motivated, and that's basically the gist of that episode. It was just we like stay driven and just keep our motivation up and like how we encourage ourselves basically.
Yeah. And then the episode after that was Saw Your Grace, which that one is the definition of joy. I don't know if I've ever met someone more joyful than Sawyer. It was such a good conversation that I even looked back on, like it came through up on my phone one day, and I don't just sit around and rewatch our episodes, but that one, it came on, and something that this was like my one or two of my episodes that I thought this one really stuck out to me. Cause she talked a lot about living like a Christian in high school, which is a really hard thing in today's world. I mean, it's not that hard when you think about it, because we don't have that many things going on. But she talked a lot about how to live like a Christian. But also, she said something that if you're new to being a Christian, or if you haven't really experienced God yet, if you're still have questions or you still are looking for it, then plant the seed. That's your goal. Your goal is to stay where you're at, or not stay where you're at. Your goal is to like focus on where you're at and see how you can deepen your own relationship with God before you go and like try to talk to 20 people about Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And surround yourself with those good people. But then on the other side of it, if you have known God for a really long time, then pour into those people who haven't. So I just thought that was so cool that she worded it like that. It was a really good conversation. Definitely go watch that one.
Yes. Episode 11 was Britain Unfiltered. You get to learn all about me.
Yes. And then we did Peter and Davis. I did it. But I want to hear your perspective on that one, because I did multiple without you. So what do you get as a listener?
That one was a really cool episode to watch because they are two popular high school regular guys who play basketball. And you got to see how their relationship with the Lord and their experiences were, and like their encounter, mm-hmm. and how their stories have been even deeper than what you just see surface level.
Right.
And then there was Ashley mm-hmm. Newbert, George's sister.
So
hers was amazing. We got to learn about, like, really, she talked a lot about her community and how you can deepen your relationship with your entire community, mm-hmm. and also deepening your relationship like with your own close immediate friends.
Yeah. And then we did Sydney's book. So definitely go watch that one. That one's really good. And then we did PJ Cuba. We interviewed him. He's a college pastor. And we got to learn from him on like what he wants to see in a college student, in a faithful college student. So we got to hear about the qualities of what a good like Christian high schooler can do leading up to college. And then after that, we stepped into Christmas episodes.
Yes.
So we did some on the Christmas story. We did some on just goofy things for Christmas. We even had some people on the podcast for Christmas that sent in videos. So those were all super fun and exciting. And it made the season a little fun for us too, yeah. getting to add those little fun things in.
Yes. And Kate Downing was in there.
Yes.
Love Kate Downing. I can't even pick something to even like sum it up from her episode. There was so much goodness in there. Go watch it and pre-order her Bible study. We left it on our link tree.
Yes.
We've already pre-ordered it. We're going to go through it. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. Literally, the two of us sat there like in the middle of the conversation. She said something and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say anything else after that. It was so good. So those, is that all of them from the year?
We forgot Brian.
We did forget Ryan. Ryan's was so good too.
Ryan's actually, was really good.
It we was spent a lot most about, of our like, break with Ryan, it was, so he'll think yeah, that's funny.
It was really, it started out kind of like funny, had some laughs in the episode, but we also actually had deep conversations
yeah.
and we learned about like leadership and staying in church, all that fun mm-hmm. stuff.
And that's one thing too, is he's our uncle. So we obviously knew some things he was going to say, but also you can literally learn from everyone you're around. Like even the people that you're around all the time or think you know really well, ask them questions because you can find out whatever you want to find out. I'm sure Brian could talk for hours about yes. all kinds of stuff for us.
He definitely could. Okay. So we've recapped a lot of 2024 and
yeah.
like what that year looks like for us. So what are some of your goals for the next year in 2025?
So I saw something really cool on Instagram that John Acuff posted. He wrote one of the books that we read, and he said that this year he wants to do less of what he likes and more of what he loves. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And he wrote that he really likes watching Netflix, but he loves the way he feels after a workout. And he really likes, I don't remember all the examples he had, but like things that you like doing versus things that you love doing. And I liked that because I thought, you know, you have to figure out what truly matters and what you want to spend a lot of your time doing. So this year, I want to be a little bit more intentional about not spending as much time doing things that are wasting my time and spending more time doing things that will help me grow. So I've never been through the Bible in a whole year. So that's my goal for the year. I have a couple other goals too. But I want to go through the entire Bible this year because I want to know, like there's things in the Bible that I don't really know or don't know that well. And I want to know that for my own life, but also so that I can spread it into the people around me. What about you?
Okay, I really want to kind of further my knowledge and experience with video and audio editing
mm-hmm.
so I can start editing more for this podcast and so that it's like better quality and it can reach even more people than it's been reaching now. And I really just want to like put a lot of focus into this right now
right.
and make this a priority in my life right now.
Yeah. We'll talk more about goal setting in our upcoming episodes, but definitely get started on your goals, and we want to hear your goals. So yes, if you
comment below wherever you're listening or watching, we want to hear your goals and we can track them with you.
Yes. And we hope that you have a great start to your year. We will see you next week.